Hey you, I'm your nutrition coach. My name is Jackie Poole. Welcome to Happiness is a Healthier Habit. Let's get today's episode started. This episode is going to be a little reminder for you for the next 6 weeks to come. So if you're looking to boost your confidence this summer, I have a free 6-week course that offers a holistic education to help you feel more assured, whether you want to rock that swimsuit at the pool or feel more empowered at the beach. I've got you covered. So I want you to embrace this 6-week transformation and enjoy life wherever you are this summer. So don't miss out on this free course coming out this Saturday. This episode will drop Tuesday, April 15th, and the course will begin April 20th. And how you sign up is you subscribe to the email list. So all you got to do is go to jackiepools.com, enter in your name, last name, and email, and you are in. On April 20th, you'll be receiving your first week's course, and you will get guidance on what things you should eliminate to feel better, what mental tips you should be doing, some spiritual habits that we can add, not only to lose weight, to feel confident in ourselves, in our body, in our skin, and have a future fabulous summer to come. So today's episode is just a reminder of that. So if you're interested in signing up for free coaching, because that's what you'll get, it's going to be for the next 6 weeks, please sign up. I am so excited to do this because I will be doing this with you as well. Every week, I'm going to be implementing the exact same tips to see some good results to feel better for this summer. So let's get today's episode started. It's going to be about how to build our confidence, which is going to really roll into what I'm really trying to portray for the next 6 weeks to come. And so some of that can be, I really wanted to talk about confidence because sometimes that can be really tricky to talk about. How do I build more confidence when I don't like myself right now, when I don't feel comfortable right now? Like, how do I do that? And so the best thing to do for building confidence is all that we're going to talk about today. So number one is really working on yourself, right? And number two is not comparing yourself to others, because that can really boost that negative thoughts that you might have. Like, for example, you know, maybe somebody that you follow on Instagram, on Facebook, or that you acquaintance, maybe a neighbor, like you see her, she's all fit, she looks so good, and you're over here trying your best and nothing's happening, right? So sometimes comparing ourselves to others can really hinder our thoughts and really put our effort to kind of like feel guilty, like what is wrong with me kind of thing, right? So we're going to be working on building our confidence again for the next 6 weeks. So just again, if you haven't signed up for the course, all you got to do is put your name, email, and you'll be getting those tips rolling out every week on Saturdays. So let's start with some things that we can quickly start building confidence like today. And so one of the best things that you can start doing is maybe getting some rest. That's going to put you in a better mood. It's going to feel more optimistic. I know when I don't sleep good, I am just out of it. My body feels out of it. This morning, I don't know what I took yesterday. We went to the kite festival and we were there for like 4 hours, and we made a pot of coffee on our like regular pot, but we grounded it instead of just like boiling the water. And so last night I had some lemon water with coffee. It tasted like coffee. So I felt super wired, super alert last night. And I was like, I cannot sleep. So this morning I was definitely feeling it. I was not feeling anything I was doing. I was just completely out of it. Like, I put Cholula sauce on my coffee and I was like, oh no, I put my collagen in there. If it's just a coffee, I would have thrown it away, but I put the collagen in there. So I drank my coffee, my spicy coffee today. It was not the best, but I don't recommend Cholula sauce on your coffee. But you need sleep, right? You need sleep to feel good, to do things. And that's going to make a big difference. So, self-care tip, sleep more. Number two is move your body regularly. Whether that's walking, that's strength training, whatever it is. You know, this week we're really going to start practicing with my older son for his soccer practices. So I'm going to be adding that type of cardio in there because I'm going to be doing the drills with him, teaching him how to do stuff. And so any type of movement, any type of exercises, as long as you're doing it regularly, moving your body, even if it's just like doing 10 squats every morning, you know, whatever it is, start small if you're not there yet and build up from there. Those are the little things. The more you do it, the more constant you are about it, the better you're going to feel. Like, oh my God, I can do this. You know, you slowly start building and doing more, you're going to feel good about what you're doing and all the decisions that you're, you know, the actions that you're taking. So, number one, sleep better. Number two, exercise regularly. And number three is going to be practice positive self-talk. So for me, positive self-talk is more like affirmations. And there's days where I'm really good about it, and then there's days where I'm not so good about it. So nobody's perfect, but I honestly think these make such a huge difference because it reminds you of like what you're trying to do. For me, it's just like, you know, I know what I have to do, what I want to do. But sometimes, you know, I need that reminder. And if it's like, no, somebody not telling me, then I'm seeing it every day. So I have this affirmation in my like post-it note on my mirror. And I try to read it almost every day. And honestly, I haven't been really good about it. So I'm thinking I might change the location of where I have it because it's not getting done as often as I would like. So that's not working out for me, so I gotta move that and move it somewhere where I know I'm going to notice it more. Because to be honest, sometimes I see it, I'm like, you know, I know what it says, but the action of saying it out loud, you know, you hearing yourself tell those affirmations, like it's gonna happen, there's like a little click in your head that makes that connection. And so without you thinking about it, your body's already deciding that it's going to make better decisions just by affirming those things, right? Before they even happen. So that's the brain connection and the action connection that you need to feel more confident, right? So it could be, you know, I'm healthy. One that I've been loving and like saying out loud is I am healthy, I am loved, I am safe, you know, I am whatever you're trying to do, or I can be, I will be, you know, something along those lines. And so those are just a couple of things that you can get started on. We talked a little bit about not comparing ourselves to others and really surrounding yourself with positive people. That for me is been one of the hardest things, because sometimes you're meeting people, you're getting to know them, and it's not easy to open up. So my, you know, positive people is my husband. him and me, I feel like we are syncing, you know, a lot lately. Like, I'm thinking of something, and before I say it out loud, like, he'll say it. And it's just like, we were at Costco the other day, and I'm like thinking that we should get a box of Celsius, because sometimes when we're on the run, we're on the go, we go buy them, and it's just like, it'll be just nice to have them on occasion whenever we do want them. And so I was literally thinking that thought, and he said it out loud. I was like, hey, can we just look for the Celsius boxes? We should just get a box. That was so freaky. And I'm just like, we are so in sync, and I'm just loving how we're doing it right now. We are supporting each other. He's doing his thing, I'm doing my thing, but we're both cheering each other on as far as like our body goals, composition goals. And honestly, I am so proud of him right now. Like, he is doing so good. Like, he's learning so much about intuitive eating, and it just makes you think like, oh my god, you know, I made him, like, I didn't even make him do it. He started doing it on his own because I was doing it. So, you know, all of that rubs off, and being supportive builds his confidence as well. So it's going to help so much when people are cheering you on. Like, yeah, it's good that you're doing it, but it feels so good when people tell you, like, not that you're like wanting praise or, you know, attention or things like that, but when people notice your efforts, like, it makes a big difference on how you go about things. And it's like, okay, you know, sometimes it feels good to be cheered on. And so we talked about a little bit about taking care of your body in the beginning, watching what we eat a little bit, moving our body. We talked a little bit about affirmations. And one more thing to go along with that is, with those affirmations, is they're also reminders to be kind to yourself. You know, it's okay when we make a mistake. It's okay to have setbacks. It's okay not to be perfect. It's really hard when we are hard on ourselves because we have these high expectations that we might not be able to meet. And so taking care of ourselves looks different for everyone, but making yourself a priority and slowly making these changes and continuously progressing, it doesn't have to be a linear line. Everybody's journey, everybody's way is going to be different, but having some type of progression will help along time. You know what I'm saying? I didn't have anything prepared today, I'm being honest, but I just wanted that to sink a little bit because it just makes a difference when we show ourselves that type of love, you know, that self-compassion, that positive talk. And it really helps us face our fears and continue on to whatever we're doing, no matter if we, you know, again, have setbacks, make mistakes, because we are not perfect. And sometimes we really try to be, and we're not. And it's okay. It's okay not to be perfect. So, let's just finish this up real quick. I didn't want to make today's episode too long, but we're building our confidence, right? So we talked about, you know, some habits in the beginning that we could do, and also find things that you're good at. You know, find that exercise that you like to do, that you enjoy doing, that you'll stick with, right? That will make things a little easier. Find boundaries, you know, when to say no. That will allow you to have self-control or be more in control. And that will definitely boost your confidence. And again, if you have goals, don't set a strict timeline, right? Pursue those goals. Do everything in your power to figure it out. Be realistic. I always like to set a time frame, but it doesn't have to be perfect again, right? If you have a goal to lose weight, you know, there's this recommendation you can lose like 1 pound every week, right? And, you know, you do good for 3 weeks and then you fall off like the fourth week or something. Like, we want long-term, healthy, you know, weight loss for a lifetime that's going to be normal. It's not going to be drastic, right? Because we don't want the quick fix. We want to be healthy in the long run as well. And so making sure that you're doing the things that they are working for you, that you feel great. And again, the more you do these things, the more you're setting those expectations or those goals for yourself, it will boost your confidence so much, especially when you are doing the things, when you're proving to yourself that you're capable of doing it. And that progression will allow you to continue on and doing the things that are good for you, that are good for your body. And so we need to learn to stop, listen to what our body's saying, and communicate with it, right? And so I just want to remind you, no breaks today. It's just a quick episode that confidence is a big thing, I think. And confidence will allow us to continue on in doing the things that we want to do. And it's really important to have that confidence, because that confidence is going to play a big part in our belief. And I've, like I said before, our belief drives us to take action. And so it's a full-on circle. If we believe, we do, then we do some more, and that boosts our belief, and so on and so on. And then it can have the negative impact as well if we do have that negative talk, that doubt, that fear, that we don't believe in it, on ourselves. Our confidence is definitely going to hinder. So if you're looking to boost your confidence, to feel really good for this summer, sign up for the Summer Confidence Course, free coaching for 6 weeks. All you need to do is sign up to get the email list and the email letters, and it will be in your inbox every Saturday for the next 6 weeks, starting April 20th. Thank you for listening to me today, and I'm so happy that you join me for the next few weeks. Talk to you later. Bye.